Hey, we're back.
Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. I'm your host tonight. I'm John, but I don't do it alone. Got my boy Josh with me.
What's up, man? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, brother?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Today, brother, we're moving What's right today? Along with episodes, man. Today is episode 24, bro.
Oh, yeah.
24. And what we're doing today is missing someone during the holidays. But before we jump into that, let's let them know why we call it Light It Up Live. Light It Up Live, our buddy Impact came up with it. And it was pulled from Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from darkness. That's what we're trying to do here on Light It Up Live. We're trying to bring a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time. Holidays are approaching on us, my brother.
No, I know. I wanted to do a second Christmas show, and you were like, we already did that. We could do a second one, though, you know? Yeah. I could dig it.
Well, this kind of is, man. And like I said, it's episode 24. Missing someone during the holidays. But first, you guys, don't forget, we go live on Facebook, we go live on Twitch, and we go live at our YouTube channel. Go to our YouTube channel in the search bar and put at Light It Up Live, all one word. Go over there, do us a big favor, help support the show. And you know what, Josh? It's absolutely free. If they go there and they just click that little subscribe button, it's 100% free, and it will always be free. So go over there, man, and check us out. Tomorrow we'll rebroadcast on iHeartRadio. And we're also going to be rebroadcasting on our YouTube channel. So you guys make sure you go out there and help support this small show. Help us get the message out, man. Yeah, Josh, the holidays are upon us, my brother. And this is something that me and you was on the phone earlier, you know, having a conversation. I had a totally another idea. And just somehow we started talking about this. And I was like, you know what, Josh? Yeah, man, I think we need to talk about that, because a lot of people, you know, they struggle during this time, you know, because you're missing loved ones. This is, you know, it's a time, this time of season, you know, Josh, it's there's a lot of pretty lights and music and joy, you know, but not everybody feels merry, you know, during this time of the
Christmas,
year.
No.
You know, not everybody does, you know, no. But
some of the people, you know, that made the holiday great are not with you no more. And it's hard. It really is.
Yeah. And, but we need to let them know today, brother, that don't make them broken.
No.
We're here to let them know that, you know, it doesn't make you broke.
No, it's why you celebrate.
You know, that's right. So that's what we're diving into today. And we're also going to be talking about the people that have a loved one that's grieving. You know what I mean? Those people have a tough time too. You know, if you have somebody that you love that's grieving over somebody that, you know, that they lost. There's many different ways of loss. You know, I think when I hear loss, you know, of course, you know, if you lose someone, they're gone to heaven. You know, or divorce.
There's also, yeah, loss of contact. You know what I mean? Sometimes your kids don't talk to people, you know.
Right.
And, you know, siblings get mad at each other and they don't talk to each other during the holidays. And I mean, that really affects the holiday. Because you're like, look, man, it's this time of year. Can we just, you know, can we just talk, you know?
Yeah. Divorce, separation, addiction. You know, you lose somebody to addiction, incarceration.
Yeah.
Lose somebody from getting incarcerated, distance, military.
All kinds of different things.
You know, yeah.
But the first thing we think of when we hear loss is they had passed away.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's like there's expectations for you to be happy. You know what I mean? It's people expect you to be happy. So it can be really tough on people. So then I think what people end up doing is they end up isolating, Josh. You know, they end up not even going nowhere or seeing family or wanting nobody to come by because, you know, they're still mourning. They're still grieving. But that the people that they're grieving over, that they wouldn't want them to live that way. That, you know, they would want them to enjoy it.
Something else that happens in a family, right? When the root family member, remember we did a show about this a while ago, You know, that one family member that brought the whole family together when they go.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, when they pass away, it's all of us that would gather around that family member. None of us, we all isolate. You know what I mean? Yes, we'll call right. each other maybe, you know, hey, Merry Christmas. Sorry I didn't get a hold of you, that kind of thing. But yeah, yeah, when the key family member is gone, it's different. We tend to stick to just our household. You know what I mean? Yeah, because they're the family we're around nonstop. But I mean, losing family members, especially, you know, I've had a couple that's passed that's been around the holidays. So that makes it makes it hard on people.
Absolutely, man. You know, the holidays, it's really tough on people, but I really want people to understand that the holidays, that's not what's causing the pain. It just kind of turns the volume up. you know what I mean?
Yes.
you know? Just
because of that reflection, but that reflection is a good thing. Because I mean, without them people, you wouldn't have that. The holidays wouldn't feel the same. I imagine people that's went through holidays that's never had anybody in their life. You know what I mean? It would feel very bland. But for a lot of us, for a lot of us, we had those family members that like made it wonderful. Mm. And remembering them is how they actually continue to make it wonderful.
But and people, if there's people out there that's grieving, man, and they're having a tough time during the holiday season, I want them to give themselves permission to feel both. You could feel joy and sadness. You know, that's okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, it's okay. You know what I mean?
They are the yin and the yang, really. I mean, sometimes sometimes joy will make you cry. Remember I was telling you, I was listening to a song that I hadn't heard in 25 years, and it was an irrelevant song to me, but because it was,
right.
I don't know, I got emotional, like, what is wrong with me?
Yeah, but, you know, it's,
families like that,
and when it comes to get-togethers, you know what I mean. So you know you're struggling, you know you're grieving, you know what I mean, because you know a loved one is gone, and it's okay to leave early, man. So just you know, you're not stuck. You know what I mean. Your mental health is important. It's okay to say no. You know, it's okay if a tradition has to change for your mental health well-being.
Or not just change, just maybe shift. Shift from grandma's house to your house. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yep,
I mean, if you want to invite a couple people, like I have a cousin that lives in Cocoa. We invite him every year because I love having him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then there's the people who love someone who's grieving. You know what I mean? That those people are having a hard time too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're trying to find a way to make them happy, and especially if it's your spouse. You know what I mean? My lady lost a couple of really key family members around the holidays, and I know she feels it. I see it. And I don't really have an answer for her. I try to comfort her, tell her I love her, all this, you know.
Right. But I think it's important for those people to not rush the you'll be okay. You know what I mean? I don't think it's necessarily right just to tell us, oh, you're going to be okay. You're going to be fine. Come on. You know, let's go to the Christmas party. You're going to be okay. I don't think you should rush that if you're the person helping the person.
No, not at all. Cause I mean, they know they're going to be okay. You're just telling them something they already know. I'm going to be okay. Yes, I know that. But I'm dealing with this, okay? And that in itself is okay. It's okay the more you deal with it, the more that family member truly touched you and made you who you are. You'll never lose that person because it's you now.
And that's right.
Yeah. So, let people grieve however they need to.
But you know, it says
hand them the box. You know,
it says in Matthew 5:4, Josh, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And wow, you know, it's okay to mourn. Don't feel like you're ruining the party or you're letting somebody down. You know what I mean? God understands mourn. He does. Yeah. You know, he understands. So don't feel like that you're weird. You know what I mean? You gotta hide in the closet because you're mourning over somebody and because everybody else at the party is having such a good time during the holidays. It's okay not to be okay during this time. Well, and I think it's really important for people to understand that.
Well, and they should take comfort in knowing, look, if you're at a family get together and you're missing a family member that was, you know, they understand. They might not show it in the same way, but they understand, and you don't have to be all skittish about it or sad about it. If any of them have an issue with it, that's on them. You mourn how you want, you know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
Especially around family.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, and it's, and they're not doing the holiday wrong. You know what I mean?
No, they're getting through it, man. They're just getting through it. Yeah,
exactly. And healing doesn't mean forgetting. So when you're going through a healing process with it, that doesn't mean you got to forget them. You know what I mean? The people that you're mourning and you're grieving over, that don't mean that you have to just completely forget them. But eventually, I do believe you do need to have a healing process. I don't think that you do need to continue to stay stuck in the grieving process. You know, I think you do need to get out of that.
Sorry, my brother, I'm listening to you. I am.
Yeah, that's okay.
The funny things happen, you know. Anyway,
yeah.
Broadcasting at home has its advantages.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, goodness. Anyway.
And then what people got to also understand is that, you know, I mean, if you're grieving for the holiday season and you're mourning over somebody and it's tough for you to have a hard time, you're not alone. Even if it feels like you are, you're not alone. You know, I encourage if somebody's listening right now and you're mourning during this holiday season, you're grieving and you're having a tough time, but I encourage you to reach out to somebody. It's important. It's important to reach out, pick up that million-pound phone and reach out to somebody and talk to somebody, because if you stay stuck in your head, stay stuck in the closet, that's going to put you in a bad place.
Yeah, it's going to fester. And if you don't have anybody to reach out to Jesus. Pick up Amen. Your book and look through it a little bit.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Take comfort in knowing you're going to see that family member again. Just remember that.
And
I believe that.
Just because they may be gone during this holiday season, it doesn't mean that love disappeared. Does that make sense?
No. Like I said, it's who you are now. That love formed you. You know what I mean? You always got that in there.
Amen.
Like traditions, you know, traditions. My grandma, in the morning before we opened Christmas presents, we always had to drink a little glass of orange juice. And I mentioned that to my lady, and she was like, you know, I think we should do that. And we do that. You know what I mean?
I like orange
juice. Yeah. And I mean, that's my grandma, man. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
And it, you don't have to attend every gathering. You know what I mean?
No,
you know, don't. If you're having a tough time during the holidays, you don't have to. It's okay. It's okay to leave early without explaining yourself.
Well, yeah, because honestly, man, only the people that matter in your life are the ones that understand that.
Right.
So yeah, we shouldn't worry about everybody else. You know what I mean? Just
right.
Yeah, the people that truly love you is going to be like, I understand. Merry Christmas. You know what I mean? Do your thing, and I'll see you after the new year. You know what I mean?
Right.
And yeah.
And it's okay to cry. I hate it's a strong word, but I dislike when people make fun of people for crying. You know what I mean? I think if you need to cry, cry, man. Tears, you know, they're not. How can I say it? They're not a setback.
They're not a weakness.
Yeah, and they're not a weakness.
There's two types of crying too. Yeah,
it's a release.
Yeah, you got two types of crying. You got if you get injured, you know what I mean, break an arm or something, and then you got the emotional. You know what I'm saying? The anxiety one. Let that one go. I'll break my arm and be like, oh my goodness, you know what I'm saying? I ain't crying from that. You know what I mean? So there is a big difference on crying here. You know. But
and the healing process, man, I think people have a hard time during the holidays with the healing process because they feel like they are going to be forgetting. they're forgetting them. You know what I mean? And that's not the case. The people that you're mourning over, they would want you to have a good holiday. They would want you to move on. And that don't mean that their name has to go away. Josh, you're big on this, to keep their name alive. I mean, you have spoken about that many times, you know what I mean?
Keep the name alive.
Tell us that story.
The preacher man at my grandma's funeral, he said, in this life, we die twice, once in the physical form and twice when people stop saying our name out loud.
Mm.
And, you know, through the whole sermon, I was listening, but I was thinking of my grandma. And when he said that part went and just burned in my memory. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
It was good because he's right. So I raise a glass to all my family I've lost around this time, because you're right. Holidays are like riding a bike for them. They'll put you on the holiday bike, and they're behind holiday you pushing bike. You as you pedaling.
What color is the holiday
you're
bike?
You're pedaling along. I'm telling, it's probably red. It's got bells on it. Kind of look like Pee Wee Herman's bike a little bit, I'm sure.
Yes.
But with bows, you know. That was a good bike. So anyway, they're pushing you along the holiday bike, you know, so you can enjoy the holiday. And then when they're gone, they're hoping you could still ride out. You know what I mean? When they let go, they're like, you remember how to ride it?
Yeah.
You know? And you're like, yeah, I got this. Now, good, because there's going to be a little tiny guy on a holiday bike that you're going to have to push here soon. So they remember. And that's what it is,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely, yeah. Man. Yeah, because I know. And that's my mom up on the screen right now. You guys, if you want to interact with the show, and if you're watching us live, and you can go into the chat there on Facebook, and we can put you up live here. My mama is there. We lost my dad about 4 years ago, and my mama just said, I would definitely be sad because my husband won't be here. Yeah, and I me too. You know, it makes me sad ever since my dad passed. You know, in the first couple of years, it's really tough. Thanksgivings, dinners was, you know, I mean, him not being there, you know, I mean, Christmas not being there. So it is, man. This, the holidays isn't exactly joyful for everybody, you know. So let's give them some grace, man. Let's reach out. And let's show these people some love. Invite them over for dinner. Just make a phone call. Sometimes the phone call, you ain't got to say a word. You know, they just, a lot of times, no, they just want to talk to somebody.
They look at their phone. Yeah, they look at their phone and see it's your name, and they go,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Even a text message. You know what I mean? Hey, yep. just checking on you, buddy. Just wanted to let you know that I loved you, man. If you want to come over for dinner, we got an extra seat and a plate.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah, I have a
long way.
I have a cousin in Grove City, Ohio. He lost his key family member, and I know he did. And I try to call him and talk to him as much as possible.
Yeah.
Because I just want him to know, you know who I'm talking to. Just want him to know, you know, it's okay to miss that family member during the holidays, man. That's what he would want you to do.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. And that's,
but yeah, it was a good idea for a show, man. I'm glad you went with it.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is a really good idea, you know, because as soon as we started talking about it on the phone, it's in my life, you know. I mean, I miss my father every single holiday. It's just not the same, you know what I mean? But I think it's okay to let traditions change.
Well, yeah, everybody ain't got to drink the orange juice. You know,
well, I mean, to help. Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. I think it's okay to let traditions change for your mental health. You know, I mean, if the tradition can't stay the same because somebody's gone, holding on too tightly can hurt more.
Well, you mean like the big gatherings you used to have? They don't have to necessarily do that no
right.
more. Yeah,
right. You know,
it's like a fashion, right? Because see, check it out. We might put a tight knit on the gathering, but after your kids start having grandkids, maybe we can have that again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It all starts. Maybe the grandparents are going to be you. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm looking forward to. You know what I mean? Having it again. I mean, yeah, like you said, traditions change because it's about what makes you feel happy. You know what I mean? Right. During the holidays, if a little seclusion's that, then do that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so, there's nothing wrong with it.
And there's no wrong way to grieve. There's no wrong way to mourn. There's not.
And there's no science to it. No, there's no straight set of rules. This is how you grieve. Day one, don't eat.
You know, and
day two, don't drink nothing. You know, no.
And Romans 12:15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn.
Yeah.
And when I read that, when I was looking up verses just here during the pre-show, I don't know how I just stumbled upon that. You know, that's a God shot, you know, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. You know what I mean? It's rejoice with somebody. It says it right there with someone who rejoices and mourn with those who mourn. Sometimes when somebody's mourning, they don't want you to come in. Hey, how you doing? Let's get up and let's get over this. You know, no, man, sometimes that they don't want that. Sometimes they just want you to sit with them and give them a hug, or they just want you to sit and listen, you know what I mean, to help them through this time. Maybe they need this. Maybe they need to mourn a little bit. Maybe they need to let it out. Maybe they've been sitting alone inside of a closet and they haven't had a chance to grieve or mourn to talk to anybody about it.
And never forget the golden rule. If someone does want to talk to you about it, and they say you don't know, even if you do know what it's like,
right?
Just say, I might not, but let's talk about
it. Come
on. You know what I mean? Just go with them. Go with them, you know?
Absolutely.
It really helps, because I've talked to a few people before about the loss of family, and that's one of the things they hit me with. Same with addiction. I've had a few people talk to me about that, and they tell me, I don't know, because I'm not. And it's like, even if I don't, or even if I do, I just say, you're right, let's talk about it. Let's, I don't know.
Talk about
that just
it.
Works for me.
Let's talk about it.
I like to talk to people, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too, brother. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when this came up on the phone, man, I thought it was really important that we reach out and we talk about it, man. We navigate through it a little bit. And also the people, like we said, that have a loved one that's grieving. It's important to navigate through that, because it's tough, you know, for somebody. Yeah. You know what I mean? How because let's face it, Josh, the old, they're in a better place now. That don't do nothing.
No. Because again, it's something we know. Like, again, you're telling me I'm gonna be all right. I know, you know. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't have that person to talk to no more. I got questions still. There's things that aren't finished, you know.
Yeah, man.
Because you got
I love Jesus with all my heart. I know there's a heaven. I know my father went there. And but when people was telling me that, it didn't help none. It didn't help the pain none. It really didn't. There's a comforting in it, knowing that my father went to heaven, absolutely, because the pain's gone and all that. But it don't help now.
No.
You know, it don't help the heart. It don't help during these holidays. You know, that don't help. It don't, you know, I mean, like the little traditions, you know, how cool tradition me and my pops had, man. You know how when you carve up a turkey, the wishbone.
Yeah.
You pull the little wishbone out. My dad would dry that wishbone out. And he would make sure, and I knew he was doing it. You know, I mean, when I got a little older,
I figured it out.
He would let me win every time. Yeah. He would grab. You know how it's got the thick part at the top and it goes down. He would grab the very bottom of it, so that when I pulled it, it would bust, and I would always win. I just thought it was the coolest thing that I was always winning when we got the wishbone. But I would make a wish, and then when I got a little older, I'm like, you know what? That's pretty cool. My pops made sure that I won that wishbone pull every time, boy, because I got me a lot of wishes in, Josh.
I bet. And you know why he did that, though? Because him breaking that wishbone with you was his wish come true, bro.
Come on, boy.
I'm telling you, man. Woo, you know?
Preaching in here now, boy.
Yeah. That's what that was, man. Dad was like, I got what I need, boy. Now make your wish.
Yes. You know? Come on, man.
Oh, good story, bro.
Good stuff. And little things like that, man, I'll never forget it. And it's, you know, and of course when they go, it won't be the same, but you know, now what we can do is we can start traditions with our children.
Yeah.
You know, we start traditions with our children. So I do think it's important to eventually be able to get over the grieving process. I do. But I don't think it needs to be forced on nobody. You let somebody grieve how they need to grieve.
Yeah.
Because well, like I said,
that root family member might be gone, but the tree's not dead. So someone's got to, you know, be that strong root once again. And Amen. Yeah, let it be you. Let it be your family. You know what
Amen.
I mean? Tell them about the grandpa that you lost. You know, tell them, hey, this man did this and that, you know, and this is why I do this, you know.
Absolutely. You guys out there, don't forget to go to our YouTube channel. All one word, at Light It Up Live. Check us out there. Like and subscribe, man. It's absolutely free. We promise we're going to keep it free, too. You go over there and help us grow the show, man. And check us out on iHeartRadios, too, as well, Josh. We out there in the iHeart, boy.
I need to figure out what's wrong with my iHeart account. Every time I try to log on to it, it's like, that's the wrong email. Like, no, sir.
Ain't nothing wrong with your heart, brother. I know what your
yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, man, I really like this topic because you know what? The loss of a family member is actually something that no matter who we are, where we work, what color we are, who we voted for, any craziness, we all share that in common. We have lost somebody. You know what I mean? And if you haven't, you're truly blessed right now. Cherish everybody that's around you. If your key people are there still, hug them. Call them. If you're mad at them, man, just give it a break. You know, if you're still alive, then obviously they didn't do nothing that bad to you. Just give them a call and let them know, like, I appreciate that you're still here. You know, now don't talk to me.
and if somebody's grieving during the holidays, don't be that person like, oh man, do they got to come over, man? They're such a Debbie Downer. I don't want them to come over. Don't be that person. Don't be that person. Let me pull that verse up again. Romans 12:15. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Don't be that person that wants to sweep it under the rug because you want to have a good time. And you don't want them around because they're grieving still, and it's tough for them on the holidays, man. It's hard. Yeah, I mean,
you know what having a good time during the holidays is seeing that family member and putting your hand on their shoulder and saying, "I'm glad to see you. I love you." Because that's a good time, man. You ain't gonna remember getting drunk and partying, but you'll remember telling, you know, Aunt Susie or whoever it may be, you know, hey, I love you. You know, Merry Christmas. Yep.
Because there's going to come a point in time in your life when you have to say this, man, I wished I would have. Yeah. And I've got so many of those with my father after he passed. Man, I wished I would have came and picked him up more. Man, I wished I would have went and seen him more. Man, I wished I would have called more. There's going to be those times. So if somebody's mourning, man, understand that, man, that there's no more phone calls. There's no more phone calls. Merry Christmas. You know, there's, you know, they're mourning and grieving over people. So let's have a little bit of grace for those people, man. And then eventually they're going to have grace for themselves and they're going to be able to snap back and have a happy holiday once again, just like their loved ones that they're grieving over would. But we also said, Josh, it's not just people that have passed, right?
Yeah. You don't get to talk to people that's incarcerated.
Right.
People that's, you know, on drugs, that's alienated themselves.
Right.
I mean, you still love these people, but they're kind of gone. I mean, they're still gone. Life ain't forever. So.
But that's got to be a horrible feeling, too, to be honest with you. I don't know what's worse. If somebody's still here with us, but if they're out there and they're, you know what I mean, they're in a bad way and they're. You know what I mean? They're addicted to something or, you know what I mean? And you just can't get through to them. That's painful as well, man. That's the family goes through that as well. So I think.
Or the whole, you know, the argument with each other, you know, not getting along and prolonging like every family's got that. You got the one family member that you just, I ain't trying to talk to that person. Yeah. Yeah. How's that saying go? You know, a man lives two lives. And he only realizes he's got one or something, you know what I'm saying? Or he's not truly alive until he realizes he only has one. I messed that up. But anyway.
I don't know, but they both sounded good.
Yeah,
I like
it did. Okay. Well, I mean.
Two t-shirts right there.
we think we got forever, and then when forever comes to a close, we miss those we didn't get to say hi to all the time, you know. And,
absolutely.
And then when they pass away, that's when you're like, man, I wish I would have over something like he owed me money for concert tickets, you know. I mean, he flattened my tire on my car when he borrowed it. Crazy small petty nothing, you know.
Man,
let it go around the holidays. I'm not saying you ain't got to pick it back up in January, but you know, yeah. Around Christmas time, yeah. Man. Merry Christmas.
So, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, so this was a good topic to come up with, and when we was talking on the phone, man, God put it on your heart for a reason, and as soon as I heard it, I'm like, yeah, wow, you know what? We need to talk about that.
Remember, I was talking to you about a friend of mine that works at a hospice center, and how hard that could be. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
Like, that's
I could
where it
not
started.
Do
yep.
that. Yeah, I could not do that for a living. To look at all these people that I know is only going to be here for a couple more days. You know what I mean? And then their family comes in to visit, and I mean that's hard. That's hard to look at.
Yeah, and, every day.
Yeah. I mean, if I worked somewhere like that, I would try to preach every day. I'm not a preacher, man. I'm really not. You know what I mean? I know a little bit of the Bible. I know some scripture, and you know, I love Jesus, and but I would probably try to do that nonstop. You know what I mean? Just to tell them, you're going to be okay. They know that. Again, they know they're going to be okay, but I don't know. I couldn't do it. You know?
So, us here at Light It Up Live, man, we're going to challenge you guys. We want you to reach out to somebody. If you're out there right now and you know somebody that's grieving, you know somebody they're going to have a tough holiday season, man, we would like for you to reach out to them. Just a simple phone call. Hey, how you doing? Just wanted to check up on you. I was thinking about you. That phone call quite literally could change their day and save their life, man. So I'm here, me and Josh here, I'm sure I could speak for him. We're going to challenge you to do that, man. If you know somebody that's grieving, reach out to him. Like we said earlier, man, put out an extra plate. I know you got a big enough paved table to fit one more plate. If not, bring out the kid table for him, man. They won't care.
Right. I'll sit at the kid table, man, and take me back. Make me feel good until I go to stand up.
Yeah,
I mean, even if it ain't someone grieving, look through your phone book and see someone you ain't even talked to in a long time.
That's
you know
right.
what? Be like, boom, hit that. And be like, hey, that's man, because once they find out you're not calling to borrow anything, they're like, wow, thanks for calling. Because everybody always says, yeah, hello, what do you need? You know what I mean? Like, no, I don't need nothing.
Because that's true. You know what I mean? That's true. They might be having a rough time during the holidays, and necessarily might not be because, you know, they're grieving or mourning over somebody. You're right. You know?
It might be because no one calls. No one ever calls me. Like, you know, a year went by, no one's called me.
Yeah. Maybe their family just lives up north somewhere, and they couldn't make it up there this year, and they're stuck here alone. You know what I mean? These rough holidays, you know, we lose a lot of people during the holidays, man. It's not all bright lights and joyful music and turkey and ham for everybody. You know, at least it's turkey and ham for me, boy. But it's not like that.
Turkey and ham for me, but they're going to be separated. They're going to be their own animal. You know what I mean? Well, ham in that pan, turkey in that pan, you know? No turd pig, no.
Turd ducking.
You served me that, I throw it at you. Like, you better duck. Turd ducking. It's gone.
Six legs.
Six. You want a leg? Like, not really.
You want chicken, duck, or turkey leg? You take your pick.
Right? I'll take the ham. Thank you, ham. Ham and deviled eggs, I'm good.
Absolutely. No, man, what a good show, brother. Good show. I'm glad we got to talk about it again. You guys, don't forget to go check us out at YouTube at Light It Up Live, all one word, and check us out on iHeartRadio. This show will be rebroadcasting tomorrow on our YouTube channel on iHeartRadio. With that being said, man, I got some final thoughts. Josh, is that okay?
You know it's okay.
Absolutely, bro. This is my final thoughts. As we wrap up tonight, I want to speak directly to the person listening who's holding it together on the outside but hurting on the inside. If you're missing someone this holiday season, if there's an empty chair, a quiet phone, a name you're afraid to say out loud, I want you to know this. Your grief is not a weakness. It's proof that you loved deeply. The holidays have a way of shining a light on what's missing, and sometimes no amount of light or music can cover the pain. If today felt heavy, that doesn't mean you're failing the season. It means you're human. You don't have to pretend you're okay. You don't have to rush your healing. And you don't have to carry this alone. If joy shows up for you, let it. If sadness shows up, let it sit beside you. Both can exist at the same time.
Amen. Yeah.
And if you're someone walking next to a person who's grieving, thank you for loving them, something you can't fix. Your presence matters more than you'll ever know. To everyone listening tonight, may you give yourself permission to feel what you feel, to rest when it's heavy, and to remember that love doesn't disappear when someone is gone. It changes, but it remains.
That's a good amen, final thought, man.
Amen, amen. I felt that one, brother, because I was thinking about my dad, and I know people that grieve during this time of season, man. And so as soon as you were talking about that, man, it hit me, man, when you said it. My brother Marv is listening, my boy. So that wraps it up, man. You got any final words, my brother?
No, sir, man. Like I said, yeah, very appropriate show for the time, because if you got any family members out there, you know, that's sad, just hit them up. You ain't got to have a Christmas present for them, trust me. Sometimes just a hand right there, a little squeeze, goes so far, you don't even know. So do it up.
Amen. Amen. All right, you guys, don't forget, go check us out on YouTube at Let It Up Live, all one word. We're going to be rebroadcasting on our YouTube channel. Go like and subscribe. We'll also be on Facebook. It'll be on there as well. You guys remember, your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. Hold on tight. God bless.
Amen. Peace. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. In a world that feels so dark, we carry hope, we spark a spark. Faith and love, we come alive. Together here on Light It Up Live. So light it up, let His love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Shine, stories of grace, hope redefined.